WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Construction is well underway on the site of College Station's 9th Elementary School. That didn't stop school and city officials from doing a ceremonial groundbreaking Thursday. Among those donning a hard hat and holding a golden shovel was Spring Creek Principal Stormy Hickman.
I'm so excited to be a part of the soon-to-be Spring Creek Elementary and all the parents and staff and students who are going to call this their school home starting next year. It's so exciting, and it wouldn't be possible without all the work of all the people who are here.
Spring Creek is located in the Castlegate subdivision on W.S. Phillips Parkway off Victoria. The Bryan School District has won an appeal to the Texas Education Agency that results in Crockett Elementary meeting state standards instead of needing improvement.
The tears of joy on the face of the faculty at Crockett and the cheering of the students when they knew that their school had met accountability was really awesome and a moving experience, I think, for all of us.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state agreed to add what were high scores on standardized tests taken in English by 15 Spanish-speaking students. This week's Bryan and College Station school board meetings included the yearly reorganization of board officers. There were no changes in College Station, where Valerie Yokin remains president, Paul Dorsett vice president, and Jeff Harris board secretary. There were changes in Bryan, though. Unanimous votes were made following an executive session for the better part of 2 hours. David Stasny, who was just elected to his 9th term, will be serving as president for the 3rd time. Tommy Vasquez is the new vice president, and Felicia Benford will continue as secretary. The longest-serving district judge in Brazos County was honored Thursday at a retirement reception. Two-thirds of J.D. Langley's career has included presiding at naturalization ceremonies. Harvey Lugo of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office says Langley has administered the oath to nearly 2,500 people since 1991.
He actually breaks down every word of the Oath of Allegiance, making it very significant, expressing to the applicants how important a step they are taking and how this is going to impact on them, their family, for generations to come.
Langley is the only
judge, you've made that a meaningful oath for all these people for generations to come.
Langley is the only state district judge in Texas authorized to naturalize new Americans. One of Governor Perry's last public speeches will be at his alma mater. He'll be speaking at the Winter Commencement Convocation Service December 18th, the day before midterm graduation exercises. The convocation at Rutter Auditorium is
Want a new home without the hassle of moving?
Is open to the
public.
Sorry
about that.
That's okay. Rutter Auditorium is open to the public. Back on the Bryan City Council after a two-year hiatus, Mike Sutherland has hit the ground running. He and City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada were on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We love this. We love to argue with one another. But when it's done, we're done. When we're done, we're done. You know, it's over.
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Mike called me the morning after the election, and we talked for about an hour. And at the end of the call, he said, well, obviously, we're going to be arguing a lot. I said, obviously.
Sutherland, who served two terms as the council's at-large member, is now representing single-member District 4. And registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today at 5. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time, 8:08. It's 62 degrees. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
When I was a kid growing up, I had one thing that plugged in, and that was my TV. Now, pretty much everything everybody plays with plugs in. How many cell phones in your house that are also linked to your Wi-Fi? The more enabled devices that you have, the faster internet speed you need, and Suddenlink has the fastest around by far. Live local customer service to keep you online all the time. Check out Suddenlink's On Demand on Channel 1. 10,000 titles. Bunch of them are for free. And it's movie, TV, just tons of favorites. Suddenlink has them all. And they're bundling packages together to save you a fortune. The local part is what gets for me, though. I love the idea of being able to go down. I had trouble with my remote control, and I just took it in and got another one. How nice is that? It's because it's right down there on 29th Street. Or if you've got to call somebody, the call center's in Tyler and not Kathmandu. To find out more about all the great stuff they've got, go online, suddenlink.com. They've upgraded the website. It's faster and better than ever before.
810, let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will have those around throughout the day. We'll also see some widely scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, 70 to 75. Showers are possible tonight. They'll taper off late, low 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms return by tomorrow afternoon, high 70 to 75. Those will end tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clearing and drier for Sunday. Sunshine will lead to highs around 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10 coming up a little later. The news that pigs are too fat, and that'll cause a problem for holiday ham. In the meantime, Jay Sokol here from the City College Station. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Wonderful. What do you have for us
today, Scott? I have Place 3 College Station City Councilman Dr. Carl Moody.
He's the mayor pro tem too, isn't he?
That is correct. Yeah. For just a little bit longer.
Okay, there you go. Well, are they yanking the title away from you, Carl?
It could be renewed. But,
oh, okay, all right, okay. They yanking the title away? Do you have to run for that? Do you campaign for that? How does that work?
Well, of course, you have conversations with your fellow council members, but hoping to gain some support. But, you know, I've been fortunate to have the position for 2 years, which is long in College Station terms, clearly not in Bryan terms, because, you know, Ann Horton just ended her term and
She got a sash. Yeah. You know.
Well, there you go. You know, I don't know how well I would look in a sash.
there you go. Anyway, so lots of stuff going on. I want to harken back to a vote that took place in October when the city was looking at the idea of getting some of the resources that we have underground out and to market. And you had a dissenting vote when it came to fracking, and I happened to be watching that night, and certainly Steve Ogden was there, and Steve has been in the energy industry for a long time. And, but you were pretty pointed in your concerns as far as that has happened. Now, I referenced that because now as prices are going down, maybe some of that exploration isn't going to take place right now. Now, there are probably leases that have to be considered, but this is going to extend out, and the longer it goes before holes are poked in the ground, is there a chance that there may be more people who aren't happy with the idea of fracking?
Well, I think, you know, there was an EPA report that's been in progress for quite some time, and a partial report was released back in March of this year that came out about 163 pages, so it's good bathroom reading or wherever you do your best reading in the home. You know, that's one of those issues that I thought that we needed to spend a little bit more time in study. Not so much on the actual drilling, but the disposal of the fluids that are used in fracking. Diesel fuel, for example, has been used quite frequently in the actual drilling process. And this past year as well, the Railroad Commission came out and said, nope, can't use diesel fuel because it's a little bit harder to make useful so that you can put it back into the ground.
Sure, recycle. Okay? Mm-hmm, right.
And thank you. So that was a concern that I had because the Railroad Commission went back out and said, well, you know, folks, companies, you've got this mandate, but yet they found 122 companies still using that process. Yeah, and so I'm concerned about it. The EPA report that's come out, and in fact, the Railroad Commission just about 3 weeks ago came back out and said, "Whoa, wait a minute, we're a little concerned now about these injection wells." And there happens at the time we were told there's none here in College Station. Well, guess what? We actually have some here in College Station. And so while those injection wells put the wastewater well below the aquifer, the concern now is coming up is what's actually happening when you've got that kind of pressure putting water back into the ground, and is it somehow causing the rock structures, the geological structures that are down there to shift, which in the case of the Eagle Ford just southeast of San Antonio resulted in what they think, I say resulted, that's an assumption because of the coincidental.
How things have changed,
yes.
Right? Okay.
All right. That area of southeast of San Antonio did not have any seismological activity until this wastewater injection started to occur. And they've had some what are referred to as man-made earthquakes up to a 4.2 scale. Mm. All right, the Barnett shale area, which is up around Azle. All right, just for folks that don't know, that's a little bit northwest of Fort Worth, mm-hmm. In the Denton area, and they've had some earthquakes as well in West Tarrant County. Even it's reached over that far.
Right. So, folks, you can see if you poke Carl about this, he's got an opinion. And I think again, it may as time goes on, this discussion may be reopened. I guess is what we're looking at.
Well, I think it's going to have to be. You know, you look at Texas has some laws on the books that are a little bit different than some other states. You go into states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, where one local exploration company is actually among those that are being challenged in the courts. As far as cities and towns like Denton, here in Texas, mm-hmm. has passed a no fracking rule within its borders. But here in Texas, the Railroad Commission has made it very clear they're going to go ahead and continue to issue permits. But over in Pennsylvania and Ohio, cities have the rights to say no.
Sure, and I'm not a geologist. We know that the dirt's different in different places. But let's move on to some good news. and that is that tax revenue up $1.5 million from a year ago at this time. Your occupancy rate in the hotels up 13%. That means good days.
Well, right now it means good days. For those of us who have been around here for 30, 40 years, though, we know that sometimes good days also signal that you've reached a peak, and you need to be still vigilant about how you spend those additional funds. I think, you know, we've got some needs here in the city. Certainly, I believe council will be taking a look at the additional revenue and saying, how can we best apply those funds that we've been fortunate enough to recognize? Realize.
Sure. A&M is a gown town. Obviously, there have been times when relations were not that good with the administration. They seem to be better now, and I think y'all just recently got together and had a meeting with leadership.
We did. Thanks to Interim President Dr. Hussey, we had a meeting with his staff and community leaders, not just from College Station, but from Bryan as well. It just shows that how related the futures of both the university and the two cities where the majority of its folks live are intertwined. Folks came up after the meeting who knew that it was occurring, and they said, well, did the university ask you for money? Not directly. All right, but the university did help outline some of its future growth plans, which means that College Station, in particular, is going to have to respond with changes in infrastructure, roads, and then there's other things. When the university starts talking about continuing approximately 9,500 to 10,000 more students each year, all right, that means that we're going to have to take a look at infrastructure in other areas, particularly our older areas, Northgate, where we've got developers continuing to come in, who have seen the success of places like The Rise and The Stack, and they want a little piece of that market as well. So I think we're going to see continued growth over in Northgate. We just recently broke ground for Century Square, which was where the married student housing was, those old red brick or orange brick apartments. And that's going to be adjacent to North Point Crossing, which, of course, anybody who goes by there can see they're working diligently on phases 2 and 3.
Well, and then if you keep on moving down University to Chimney Hill, obviously now you've announced what's going to go on there now with the developer out of Houston coming in. And while you have some infrastructure in place, traffic impact there is going to be tremendous.
Huge, huge. And we're working with TxDOT right now, particularly on pedestrian traffic, which... I mean, you put up a 16-story building, if any of the newer buildings that are supposedly going to come up out of the ground someday, but even the Century Square project, you're going to have folks that are going to be moving and walking across the street, riding bikes and so forth. So we're going to have to do a better job there at being ready to accommodate that. The College of Engineering itself is going to be moving farther on down, and we know that there's going to be some parking garages where they have surface parking now, which means, again, an increase in vehicular traffic.
Sure. Carl Mooney joining us this morning. And with that in mind, and of course you were chairman of P&Z, and we've discussed, I've used Tower Point as a discussion about it, but what we're talking about here now, as you have these basically built from scratch type facilities. You know, again, you're talking about all the things that have to do with these areas. Now, they're going to be landlocked, and we're not going to have any surprises there. But how does College Station, in your view, prepare for, I don't know where it's going to be, but someplace else there's going to be 27 acres that is trees and flat land with no houses around it, and it's going to need to be developed. So, again, as a former guy who sat on P&Z, how do you try to look into that crystal ball?
Well, part of that crystal ball is exposed by constant contact with the folks that want to go in there and actually develop that property and what their visions happen to be. Folks continually talk about the area just south of Greens Prairie Trail. The Margraves Ranch area right now is one example. Once that starts to expand, that whole roadway is going to have to go to four lanes. And so we need to be talking to those folks to see when do they anticipate that that's going to occur. So we're acting proactively and not reactively.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of land. If people don't know, that's over in the Castlegate area, but kind of headed back south toward Houston, a big chunk of land. And
yes, it
yeah,
is.
When they decide to develop it, it is going to impact things. So we're talking about a growing city here, and that also means a growing school district. And so now we're starting to have to stand in line for our bond issues. And I know that as we did the candidates forum, the school board candidates were discussing how there's got to be another bond on the horizon there. College Station does the same thing. So we don't need to get to the point where we have one bond after another. That's not a good environment.
No, it's not. Typically, I think we've kind of been caught with a bit of surprise here by the growth that was anticipated to be in the 3-4% range, and we're clearly exceeding that now. If you just happen to read the Eagle this morning, for example, talking about the bond issues and what they're anticipated to cover, you know, with the additional schools that are going to be needed. We're seeing developers come in and dedicate land, which is very smart on their part.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, the newest elementary school where they had groundbreaking just yesterday is right in the heart of one of the phases of the Castlegate neighborhood. That's great planning. But on the other hand, you know, we've got to find ways that if we're going to see this continued growth, and we know that it's going to be a burden to the taxpayers, how can we mitigate some of that burden? And that's where the city and the school districts, I think, need to work closely together. When we're looking at facilities that are like athletic facilities, for example, how can we utilize what we already have and make that usable at more school districts? And maybe we create public-private partnerships so that things that we've even been talking about, and I know you've talked about a few things as well here on the radio, but how do we address those and still maintain a good quality of an all-around curriculum for our students?
Well, and College Station is geographically growing. I mean, for years, we basically ended at Rock Prairie, if you will. Well, the explosion south of Rock Prairie has been tremendous, and, well, we can see. I mean, you build the schools where the growth is going to be, and you can see where all the schools are being built. So sure. That facility, even someplace within the city of College Station, is not always going to be convenient for people. So
exactly.
One other thing to look at. But I want to touch finally, I don't think we've talked to you, you've been in since we've talked about maybe repurposing City Hall or doing something where the City Hall building is. So as one member of council, what's your thought about what ought to be done there?
Well, you know, the needs of City Hall were really brought to the forefront when we had a council meeting about a year or so ago, and it started to rain, and we watched the water creeping into council chambers.
It shortened the meeting, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, nothing could slow down the College Station
you know,
City Council.
We were still holding on to all of our electric devices and such, and, you know, hopefully there were other people who wanted to run in the wings. But nevertheless, the needs of City Hall are apparent. For example, when City Hall was built, nobody had a computer on their desk. It wasn't heard of. The nearest thing you had to a computer was an IBM Selectric.
Mm-hmm.
And you were fortunate if you had that. Otherwise, you were still pretending that you were in high school with the old Royal typewriters. And so on it goes that the needs have increased. We can see that there's going to be continued growth in College Station, as you've already mentioned today. So we need to take a good hard look at how to build a City Hall that will not only meet our needs now, but how will it meet our needs as we go into the future? Because if we don't build a City Hall or find a way to get a City Hall built for us that we might be able to lease over a long period of time, which is one thing I think might deserve some considerable discussion because it's cheaper, But how do we go about having a city hall that's not going to just take us for the next 20, 30 years, but 40 to 50 years? And I look at some national organizations that saw growth. The NCAA, for example, when they moved to Indianapolis from the Kansas City area, they went and built an entire additional floor up above what their needs were. It was a shell at the time. But now that is filled out, and they're actually leasing additional space in downtown Indianapolis. We're not as big as the NCAA, of course, nor would I want all their problems. But I think we're ready to take a good hard look at it. We've got some interest in the property there because it is prime property. And I think there's a way that we could still have City Hall there at that location, still looking over the university, which I think from an aesthetic viewpoint is a good location for it. Texas Avenue, still our primary thoroughfare. It will be. I don't see that changing. So we perhaps need to take a good hard look at that in the very, very near future.
Well, I'm going to ask you, we're short on time, but I want to ask you to dig down just a little bit on the idea of somebody else building it and you leasing it. Tell me the genesis of that. Is that from someplace else that you saw, or how did that get birthed?
Well, we've all been taking a look at what's happened elsewhere. It is a model that has been successfully employed in other communities. Being able to not have to bear the cost and requiring the taxpayers to bear the cost of a building from the ground up would be one way that we can keep any needs for bonds lower, right? Be more responsible, not go to the Taj Mahal kind of concept that was discussed years ago and soundly defeated. Go for what we really and truly need, right? And then over time, lease the building. And then after a period of that time, the building would revert to the city.
And you got a fixed cost, which is exactly. Probably a good thing to have. Anything else that we haven't covered today you wanted to mention?
No, I'm just getting excited. Christmas is right around the corner. We're going to have Christmas put on by the Park and Recs. Those of you who travel up and down the bypass have seen that lights are being put in place. So it's going to be a great time here in the city. College Station's going to be enjoying more of that sales tax that you talked about. And I'm just hoping as we get to the holidays, particularly Thanksgiving, that our folks in the listening area will be able to enjoy Thanksgiving with their family and friends, and particularly for those from our community who are serving us abroad to protect our freedoms to enjoy Thanksgiving, that we all take a moment to pause and give them thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
That's Carl Mooney from City of College Station from the Chamber. Not from the Chamber. He could be from the Chamber. He sounds like a Chamber of Commerce guy because the news is always good in College Station, right, Jay Sogel?
Oh, yeah. Butterflies, right. Rainbows,
he's on the city
and so
council.
Forth.
All right, what else you got for us?
Just quickly, we'll have offices closed next Thursday and Friday in observance for Thanksgiving, so if you have some business to conduct with us, please do it early in the week.
But the trash guys still have to work, don't they?
They do. Always.
I understand. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
This could be a good day for Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The future suggests stocks will rally when the market opens. Investor sentiment got a boost from an interest rate cut in China and comments from European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, who said asset purchases could expand. Some retailers are likely to miss out on the expected stock rally. Gap, Ann, and GameStop posted disappointing quarterly results. Quarterly numbers from Ross Stores and Foot Locker topped forecasts. Investors in Lionsgate Entertainment think we could be reporting some blockbuster movie ticket sales on Monday. The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 opens this weekend. It could be the biggest movie debut of the year. New tools use data from television set-top boxes to help marketers zero in on the viewers they want to reach and save money. The Wall Street Journal says some advertisers are finding they can get messages to their targeted audiences by placing commercials in obscure cable shows for a fraction of the cost of broadcast ads. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free, only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, call 800-467-0943, 800-467-0943. 800-467-09.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M basketball team has completed a run down to Puerto Rico where they played three games. We'll be talking about those games and what's ahead for Aggie basketball on the Billy Kennedy Show. It airs tonight over many of these same stations. We'll start at 7 o'clock.
That's really wrong. That's that's the Aggie report from Monday, so we're just going to stop that because that would be full of nothing but confusion, and at least for right now, incorrect information.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
Today, the biggest things on the internet are videos from the big studios down to everyday families. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. If you're a regular listener, you've heard me talk about SimpliSafe. Awesome security. A fantastic way to protect your home. But if you're on the fence, here's what I recommend. Read the reviews. Simply go to Amazon.com. You'll see, overwhelmingly, people love SimpliSafe. The system's completely wireless and easy to install. You don't have to drill holes or run wires. Your home stays intact. And with SimpliSafe, there are no contracts, no fine print to lock you in and keep you paying. You can start, stop, and restart service anytime, free of charge. Best part, you get professional monitoring for $15 a month. Just $15. It's unbeatable. Half the cost of most alarm companies. It's so remarkably effective, an actual police force uses it to catch criminals. Keep your family safe with the home security I count on. That's SimpliSafe. Save 10% when you go to SimpliSafeKim.com right now. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. Not too long ago, most of us would hop online to do research, email, or shopping. Those days are long gone. Consider this. The movie and TV streaming service Netflix accounted for 35% of internet traffic in the peak evening hours during the second half of this year. After Netflix, the number two thing people do online is watch videos at YouTube. And then we're getting more videos at iTunes, Amazon, and Hulu. So it's clear primetime TV days are gone. If you want to get in on the game, consider the Holderness family. Mom, Dad, and their two adorable kids make YouTube videos. Okay, the songs are catchy. Like this one for Thanksgiving.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
It's racked up some 2 million views that, by all accounts, earned the family about $6,000. Not bad for a turkey video. Watch the video, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was standing room only crowd inside the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. The audience gave a standing ovation to District Judge J.D. Langley, who was retiring after nearly 30 years behind the bench.
I wouldn't have even been able to do anything if the people of the county had not elected me by that 16-vote margin.
He started as a county court-at-law judge.
It was Alton Bowen that walked into my home that election night in 1985, who said, where is Landslide Langley?
Langley will continue to preside over selected cases as a visiting senior district judge. Returning Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland received an explanation about the city's $35,000 election budget on WTW's The Infomaniacs.
When you go from two single-member districts to five or citywide, your costs are going to go up, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the bulk of that.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada also told Sutherland it didn't cost the city as much to advertise in the newspaper compared to what candidates were charged.
They're not a governmental entity, and by law, they have to give us their lowest
published rate.
We didn't spend that much.
Strada says the city-funded election materials was to provide information about the charter amendments and not to suggest how Bryan residents should vote. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included changes in board leadership. Following an executive session lasting more than 1.5 hours, there's a new president. David Stasny succeeds Doug Wunneberger. It's the third time Stasny has led the board. He was elected to his ninth three-year term. There is also a new vice president as Tommy Vasquez replaces Kelly Levy. Felicia Benford continues as the board secretary. The College Station School Board also elected its leaders for the upcoming year. No changes were made, though, as Valerie Yokin continues as president, Paul Dorsett as vice president, and Jeff Harris as board secretary. There was no stopping the concrete trucks and other construction vehicles during Thursday's ceremonial groundbreaking of Spring Creek Elementary School in College Station.
I'd just like to welcome everybody here to Spring Creek Elementary. And our concrete truck is coming through. Which I may wait a little bit on. What? I'm going to wait for another truck to come down through.
Superintendent Clark Ely thanked the partners involved with the land acquisition and construction of the district's ninth elementary, which will open next fall. The Texas Education Agency has granted an appeal from the Bryan School District.
The story here is a great one for the Crockett Rockets. They felt they'd put in the hard work. The kids felt great about it.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state upgraded Crockett Elementary from a school needing improvement to one that meets state standards. Webb says the state decided to include standardized tests results from 15 Spanish-speaking students who took the test in English.
High-performing students were taken out of the school's data and not allowed to count on the school's behalf. And so our appeal is that's just wrong for kids. That's wrong across the state. That's wrong for Crockett's kids. It's wrong, period.
The TEA will update its website and accountability information early next month. The day before midterm graduation at Texas A&M, graduates, their guests, and the public will be hearing from a former student. Rick Perry, A&M class of 1972, will be making one of his last public appearances before stepping down as the state's longest-serving governor. Perry is the guest speaker at the winter commencement convocation the evening of December 18th at Rutter Auditorium. For the first time since the drought began in 2011, there's now talk of cattle producers rebuilding their herds. It's the classic law of supply and demand, according to Texas A&M agricultural economist Dr. David Anderson. He says beef prices have risen so much, they're making cattle, even with the higher cost of feed, profitable again.
Those high prices allow ranchers at least the expectation to be able to buy replacement animals and new cows, to start having more calves to produce more beef.
Anderson says the result will be good news for consumers. He says this will bring down the beef prices. Meantime, the annual cost estimate is out for next week's dinner for turkey and trimmings, and the price in Texas is less than the national average.
The Texas Farm Bureau Thanksgiving Meal Report finds the traditional Texas-style Thanksgiving dinner for 10 will cost $46.79 this year. That's nearly a 3% savings over last year. The report shows a decrease of $1.29 from the 2013 report. The survey records the cost of 10 holiday staples to feed 10 people, including turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
And registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today. Details are online at bcsparade.com. Kelly McKeithen with the Bryan Police Department has notifications of 3 accidents around the city. Villa Maria and South College, Dodge and South College, Highway 21 and 2818, all reported to, or at least at the moment, believed to be minor. Just continue to use caution throughout the day as more precipitation is expected. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It is 62 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
New things going on at Super Slow, like a new location. Well, it's kind of a new location. Actually, what's happened is Super Slow has moved over into the West Building in the first floor of the College Station Medical Center. So just move over one building to the right, and that's where they are. But also other new stuff that they have at Super Slow, like new pieces of equipment. So if you haven't been in a while, stop in and see what's new at Super Slow. What hasn't changed at Super Slow is the way that you continue to work out. That is, you have an individualized program. You have a person that supervises you, that stays with you, that sets the equipment up for you. You go through the exercises, you move to the next one, so that you are able to use your time efficiently and gain strength. Give them a call. The number's the same. It's 693-6100. Super Slow. It is a program that is designed for you to get the strength that you want and need. Super Slow. Minutes a week in shape for life. 693-6100.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
841, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture will come off the Gulf of Mexico today. We'll see scattered showers. We may see a thunderstorm. We continue to warm up 70 to possibly 75 today. Scattered showers will taper off overnight 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are possible. High 70 to 75. They end tomorrow night. Lows 55 to 60. Sunday's the better of the two weekend days. Lots of sunshine on Sunday. Highs will make their way up to about 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, just so you know, though, those drippies, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to be having those. So it's not like, I mean, he says they'll end and they will, but...
Going to rain forever.
90% chance of rain. Well, 60% today, 30 tonight. 90% chance of rain on Saturday. Some of it could be severe, and then the thunderstorms will continue, an 80% chance on Saturday night. They'll end sometime on Saturday night. We're going to be near 80 and sunny on Sunday, so that'll be nice and squishy and fun. Nice and squishy and fun. It sounds like the Texas Renaissance Festival to me. Notice how I segued right into that.
That's
because
nice.
I'm a radio professional. We've got a pair of tickets for Sunday at the Texas Renaissance Festival. If you'd like to go, then you need to call right now, 695-1620. If you want to. It's a pair of tickets. It's for Sunday only. In the meantime... If you're ready for a laser tag game you'll always remember for this birthday party, a tactical live-action zombie experience is about to be as close as it'll ever be. If you want to really know what it's like to be in the zombie apocalypse, this weekend zombies will overrun the 13th floor haunted house in North Phoenix, Arizona, converting it into a post-apocalyptic nightmare for you zombie apocalypse fools. You get yourself a... M4 replica laser tag gun with sound, recoil, and muzzle flash, and you shoot your way through hordes of zombies in two courses, each of them lasting 15 to 30 minutes, and you go in groups of four. $30.
I'd do that.
$30. Recruits will join a commander who will lead them through the streets and buildings mired with debris, similar to the scenes that you find in Zombieland and I Am Legend. For $45, the experience lasts twice as long, includes a maze-like experience where zombies come out of the walls. So, there you go.
I'd do that. For $30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like that idea, huh? Okay. Well, somebody wants to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. It must be you. Who's this?
This is David.
David who?
David Scamardo.
All right, David, come by here. Got a pair of tickets for you, all right?
All right.
Thanks,
sounds
buddy.
Good, man.
Thanks. All right, see you. Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Bill.
Bill who?
The Bill Sharp.
What do you do, Bill Sharp?
We rebuild alternators and starters.
Oh, well, what's the name of your company?
BCS Starter.
Okay. See, we'll just, there. Got the plug in. Need to get the pair of tickets. Come by and pick them up there for Sunday only. Okay, Bill?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
Yay.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
we're doing a radio show. Oh, yeah, I understand. We're doing a radio show. Where are you?
I'm in my car.
And try, well, that, hopefully you can stay dry in your car. If you can't, you do have a problem, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric who? Gibbs. Say it again.
Eric Gibbs.
What do you do, Eric?
G-I-B-B. I run a website.
Oh, well, go ahead. Plugs?
Cinelinks.com.
Say it again.
Cinelinks.com.
And what do you?
C-I-N-E-L-I-N-X.
That's it. What do you do on that?
We cover nerdy stuff.
Oh, Patrick, did you get that?
I'm already there.
All right. All right. Come by. I got tickets for you. Thanks, man. Let me give away one more pair. I think. Did I give away three?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I got a fourth pair. All right, tell us about the website real quick. What do you see on there?
I'm seeing trailers for movies.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty nerdy.
Well,
yeah.
Game of Thrones is coming up, so not just movies.
Soap opera of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay, Pitch right. Perfect 2.
Okay. Well, very good. All right. Look forward to that. So you do the zombie apocalypse thing, huh, Kevin?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And $30 a person? Teams of four? That's $120.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. I
mean, yeah, maybe.
You know, if you want to do that,
it'd be fun once.
You want to do that, one time. All right, let's see what else we got going. Oh, what are U.S. Americans drinking? What are U.S. Americans drinking? While we're drinking less soda, we're not drinking a whole lot less. Here's the breakdown, according to the Beverage Marketing Corporation. The Beverage Marketing Corporation. Do they have, like, an alcoholic a division, a soft drink division, and then maybe like an energy drink division?
Probably.
I'm just saying, because I think that there's a vast difference between those different products. Nonetheless, here's what happens. Carbonated drinks, 41 gallons. That's down 13%.
Wow.
From 5 years earlier. Bottled water, 32 gallons, up 10%. Beer, 20 gallons, down 9%. Coffee, 20 gallons, up 5%. I don't know that I'm saying the 20 is a little bit low. That's 20 gallons, a little bit low. I find it interesting that it continues to go up.
Coffee?
Coffee consumption going up.
Well, it's becoming more and more trendy.
I think they're putting more and more sugar in it, so more people are tempted to drink
really,
it. If they include espresso drinks in there as well.
Okay, so I was on vacation, and so, do different stuff. And so the hotel where I was staying, it had a thing where you could make cappuccino. Okay.
Okay.
So, and usually I like a little bit of cream just to cut the bitterness. And
like an espresso or something?
Yeah, no, not espresso.
No, Nespresso.
Oh, I don't know.
They have the little
that
pods
means.
That just.
Oh, like that. I see. Yeah, okay. No, this is just a machine. You put the cup under it, push the button, and it did all sorts
gotcha.
Of stuff. So, anyway. So, and, that wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but I don't think I'd want to do that every day, But I'll be honest with you, up until I did that, I didn't even know what a cappuccino was. So.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, based on what we were talking about earlier, that's harder to spill because it's got foam on top of it, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Anyway, milk, 19 gallons, down 10%.
Hmm.
Wow, down 10%. And tea, up 9%.
Yeah.
12 gallons. Yeah, I'm an iced tea fan. I can do that just about any time. And so anyway, that's apparently what folks are eating. And while green vegetables are good, if you don't want to get a stroke, and I can't imagine who does, white vegetables are even better. White vegetables, okay? White
radishes?
Is new green. Well, actually, what they're suggesting is garlics, leeks, apples, pears, onions, bananas, which is not a fruit, it's a berry, cauliflower, cucumbers, and mushrooms. Yeah, no, you don't have to do anything with radishes. You just slice radishes and put them next to a salad. That's all they do, right? Or do you have a radish recipe you want to share with us?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Gun Corps opened a brand new location on Texas Avenue in College Station just in time for the craziness that is Black Friday. To celebrate their new digs and the start of the shopping season, Gun Corps is knocking 10% off all accessories and optics. And they'll have great package deals in their camo Gun Corps stockings. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. Go visit the guys on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in College Station in the same shopping center as Prospectors. They're veteran-owned and operated. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical.
Slovak City is having a grand opening sale for their new superstore in College Station. We have more sewing totes, more sewing cabinets, over 20 models of Bernina sewing machines, over 30 models of Janome sewing machines, Brother, Elna, Nikki. Save from 20 to 70% off on everything. Bernina Burnett Servilles for half price, $149. Janome starting at $59. Slovak City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Hi there, it's Jackie from Jackie's Toys and Books again. Okay, did you miss last week's Christmas preview sale at Jackie's? Sorry about that. Well, just for you, everything is 15% off this week. With a sale like this, you should be able to find something for all the kids on your Christmas list, even some birthday presents. Let our friendly staff answer your questions and help you find the perfect toy, puzzle, or game. The 15% off sale ends Saturday, November 22nd. Jackie's across from Cafe Excel on Texas. Jackie's sharing Christmas with the Brazos Valley for 28 years.
40 is a fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
News Talk 1620, WTAW, still dripping out there, and actually, if you're going to be doing any traveling, it's really dripping down. Hello, can I have my radio station back now? Anyway, it's kind of drippy down toward Houston, so just be aware of that. It's out there, and drive carefully. Turn your lights on, too, just in case. I mean, if you're not, if you haven't.
If you can't see the sun, turn on your lights.
And almost any time, if you have to turn your windshield wipers on, you know, just turning on your lights would probably be a pretty good thing.
It's too. Not so much for you, but for the other people.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Defensive driving.
Yeah, because after all, they're not watching for you. All right, pigs are too fat. Pigs are too fat.
Oh, I have something for this. Okay. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Oh, yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that.
One of my favorite quotes of my childhood.
Oh, that's, anyway, so yes, it is then that, well, and they used it for years for research for diabetes, right?
The pigs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They're very similar.
Yeah. Because
pig
they,
hearts.
Exactly.
Pig hearts.
Yeah. So anyway, just letting you know, that's because after all.
But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad.
That's true. But this has to do with hams. Half the annual pork intake that we have comes over the holidays. This year, the price of pig is rising, and the holiday ham cut, traditionally found in Thanksgiving and Christmas tables, is in short supply. In U.S. America, we are apparently picky about our pork. U.S. American families prefer the 7-pound spiral cut ham, butchered in one continuous coiled cut around the bone, but due to the partially devastating porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, yeah,
whoa,
which is so deadly it wiped out more than 5% of the nation's piglets.
Holy
I didn't know that.
Cow.
Farmers fed remaining pigs longer to fatten them up to produce more meat for market. So ironically, porkier pigs, ha ha, translated into a shorter supply of the smaller holiday hams. So all this means is that grocers are not advertising the same discounts that are typically offered around this time of the year. And the pork shortage also has driven up the cost of other meats in greater demand as a substitute. And also, ironically, reduced the price of bacon. Did we know that?
No.
I mean, I don't price shop.
It's still pretty high here.
I don't price shop bacon, but you know, if that's the case, that's pretty cool.
Bacon.
Yeah, I mean,
bacon.
Hello.
Yeah, morning, guys. A little earlier when you were talking about TSA and Scott's corkscrew that didn't get tossed. A couple months after 9/11, I flew into Heathrow, and the Hilton Hotel there was handing out compact carbon fiber corkscrews that fit into a handle that you couldn't tell what it was.
Oh, no. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Whoa.
Beat the system. Here's how.
Around the corner can be a physical place or a state of mind. BB&T is there, firmly rooted in our community. For more than 140 years, we've been sharing financial knowledge with our clients, our neighbors, our friends, and that's how you can bank today. More informed and more confident in your decisions so you can move in a brighter financial direction. BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction.
Member FDIC.
The company that's built 1 million loaders is coming to the Brazos Valley, and that's Bobcat. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley is opening soon just off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. Get the best equipment for moving, hauling, pushing, plowing, digging, and anything else you need to do at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and supplies. You'll find them all at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Start getting the hard work done with Bobcat equipment. Call today, 1-866-414-8236.
The season is almost over. Time to name your All-Pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an All-Pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
Here's a plan to keep your diesel fuel from gelling when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Plan A is to add a white bottle of Power Service Diesel Fuel Supplement plus Cetane Boost every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your fuel has already gelled, it's time for Plan B. Add a red bottle of Power Service Diesel 911 to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
So you say you're too busy to work out. You've got kids. You've got a significant other. You've got a job. You're just too busy. Let me ask you a question. Do you have 2 hours a week? Now, you by yourself, probably not so much in 2 hours a week. But you plus a personal trainer, you plus Ashley Bergen of Fit You can take those 2 hours a week and improve the quality of your life. Lose the weight you've been wanting to lose and just feel better about yourself. Call Ashley Bergen at 492-1900.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes still. Rain's moving in, continuing. Oh, my God. The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 opens this weekend. Gonna go see that? Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I've got to.
Why?
Well,
no, go ahead.
One, they're great movies. They really are.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't read a lot. I wish I read more. For whatever reason, I picked up that trilogy and couldn't put it down.
right.
It was great.
Okay, the global cost of obesity. You want to guess? You're right, $278 trillion.
I knew it.
That was close.
Well, I mean, why did they even say that? All right, on this date in history, in 1877, Thomas Edison announced his invention of the phonograph, a machine that could record sound. Did like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
1922, Rebecca Latimer Felton of Georgia took the oath of office to become the first U.S. senator, woman senator, 1922. And kind of a cool story. British Airways captain in 1995, Rex Gravely, received a plaque for diverting a jumbo jet 1,000 miles to save a dog. The cargo hold had become overheated, so 200 passengers voted to divert the plane so they could land and save the dog.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. WGAW, College Station, Brian.